In Russia, where anti-Semitism was prominent, in many respects government-sponsored, pogroms were taking place still in the 1880s. It's estimated that 2,000 Russian Jews died in the 1880s as a result of pogroms, 1,000 in the course of 1905. Indeed, 2 million Jews would leave Russia in this period, settling largely in the United States and in Germany. Germany was seen as a beacon of enlightenment and progressivism on this issue, despite the Tivoli case. The other place that anti-Semitism reared its head in the 1890s, of course, would be in France with the Dreyfus case, where in 1894, a Captain Dreyfus, a Jewish officer in the French army, was arrested on charges of espionage, of treason, tried in a court-martial. It was fairly obvious that Dreyfus was not the man who was responsible for passing information on to the Germans. He was tried in 1894, sent off to Devil's Island. But pressure for a new trial in 1896, led by the Republicans Georges Clemenceau and Anatole France, as well as the writer Émile Zola, produced massive coverage in France. The new trial failed to exonerate Dreyfus, and in the aftermath in 1898, Zola would publish J'accuse, I Accuse, an attack on the conservative forces of France for this trumped-up charge against Dreyfus, a cover-up by the army, the state, the church, and so on. After this publication of J'accuse, was actually an open letter to the President of the Republic, Zola fled to England, but his pamphlet was the turning point. The new government, in 1900, would pardon Dreyfus. Although Dreyfus was never acquitted, his conviction was never overturned. The point here is that in the 1890s, one sees an attempt on the part of conservatives to instrumentalize an issue that they believe will have some sort of find resonance in a broader population, a new constituency, possibly of farmers, small shopkeepers, and others who were no longer attracted to the old conservative formulas. Although anti-Semitism would, as we will see, break with horrendous consequences in Germany in 1933 in the Third Reich. At the end of the 19th century, at the turn of the century, Germany was still seen as offering a beacon of hope for Jews from Eastern Europe. But anti-Semitism had moved into the realm of respectable political discourse, not simply in Germany, but everywhere in Europe, as the conservatives sought to find a new political compound to resurrect their political fortunes and to stave off the challenge of both liberalism and socialism.